Watch, Joe Rogan eviscerates you said spending taxpayer money on weird shady shit. By Warner Todd Houston on February 7, 2025. Podcast King Joe Rogan took a hammer to you said and cheered on Elon Musk's and Donald Trump's efforts to gut the spending on all the agency's weird shady shit. Rogan addressed the growing evidence of the corruption and waste in USAID during his Thursday podcast and praised Trump for making serious inroads into cutting corruption, partisanship, and billions in wasted tax dollars. He also gushed about how Donald Trump's business approach is changing the face of the federal government. "We're getting a chance to see what happens when you take a business approach to the government in the White House," Rogan told his 14 million fans, according to Mediaite. Rogan slammed those attacking Trump for cutting funds to USAID. "The same people that say we need radical change, right? We need radical change. We've got corruption. We need radical change. Okay, well, here's your radical change," he exclaimed. He also reeled off some of the most absurd waste of millions and millions of dollars. Watch. New, Joe Rogan reacts to the most insane USAID payments. Says no wonder why the United States national debt is so high. Rogan, what the FCK? Brett Weinstein, we had a shadow apparatus functioning. It involves payoffs to people who didn't deserve them. I don't think we can. pic.twitter.com/lexx7exc. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, February 6, 2025. What's fascinating right now is we're getting a chance to see what happens when you take a business approach to the government in the White House, Rogan said during the show. We're seeing right now with this whole USAID thing where they're uncovering massive amounts of corruption and waste and just a lot of weird shady shit with NGOs and where an enormous amount of money is going. And you're seeing someone look at this thing that is incredibly efficient, almost by design. And instead of saying like, well, this is just how it is and this is how these politicians get funded, so let's just keep this thing going the same way it is and make some incremental changes to try to make people happy so we still get elected. Rogan also noted that Trump doesn't have to face re-election, so he can go hog wild to cut corruption and waste with no repercussions on a re-election campaign. We need radical change. Okay, well, here's your radical change. We don't need this. But you do. The government does, Rogan continued. They need oversight, and they haven't had that. And because of that, you're seeing this not just waste. You could call it waste, but it's deeper than waste, it's corruption. And you're seeing that corruption get weeded out. Rogan then said he hopes Trump succeeds and is able to put an end to all this corruption. I'm hoping that this is successful and that it yields a benefit to the American people, to the working class people, to everybody where they recognize like, hey, we can't just be spending all our fucking tax money on nonsense. And it all should be done with a real clear understanding of getting results, he said. If that happens and that idea spreads across the country because ideas spread and people change their minds and, you know, and sometimes it happens. One guy in the neighborhood go, you know what? He concluded, saying, fuck this, I'm fed up. And then I'd be like, yeah, I've been kind of thinking that, too. I just didn't want to say it. People start talking and then it's not a scary thing to discuss and it's right. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.